JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 55 persons trained as environmental wardens. And later, our Heritage Did You Know feature and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Persons from 9 communities have been trained and certified as environmental wardens under the Jamaica Social Investment Fund JSIF's Integrated Community Development Project. The wardens were presented with their certificates at a ceremony held in Montego Bay last week after 3 days of rigorous training in sustainable waste management practices, proper handling, storage, and disposal of waste, and Jamaica's solid waste management laws and regulations. JSIF Environmental Specialist Dr. Milton Clark told the new wardens that they are now legitimate community leaders with a major role in the development of their respective communities.
I must emphasize that you are now legitimate community leaders and you are equipped with the necessary training in all the necessary areas for you to get your job done properly. I'm imploring you not to see this just as an employment opportunity, but also as a means to transform and help to incorporate your community in the National Development Plan, which is Vision 2030.
JSIF Environmental Specialist Dr. Milton Clark. And Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill urged the residents to use their training to foster awareness about the need to protect the environment. Under the Environmental Wardens Program, a total of 164 persons in 30 underserved communities across the island are being trained, certified, and gazetted as legal officers to enforce regulations under the National Solid Waste Management Act, educate residents about solid waste management practices, and clean the community on a regular basis.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Vision 2030 Jamaica is guided by 7 principles that firmly place the people of the country at the forefront of the nation's development strategy. These principles are transformational leadership, partnership, transparency and accountability, social cohesion, equity, economic, social and environmental sustainability, and sustainable urban and rural development. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Heritage Did You Know feature. The rugged landscape, lush forests, and cascading streams of the Blue and Junkra Mountains provided all the elements the Windward Maroons needed to establish and successfully defend their territory. Here now is a child care tip. I believe the children are our future. If you have to live away from your children, make sure that the people who are caring for them will love and take care of them. Keep in touch regularly so they will know that you still love and care for them. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that is where we end today's program. Thank you for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.